The total teaching is called, what is God doing? And I think probably all of us at some point have asked that question. What is God doing? And then I'm going to, lesson by lesson, build on that. So we're going to be asking the question and addressing the question this afternoon. Is God sovereign? And we'll define that. And then I'll go on with God's prophetic word next week. I think it's very important to understand the roles of Israel and the church in God's plan. And then we'll take the meat of the teaching the last 2 weeks, which will be a glimpse into God's plan, and hopefully talk about the pieces falling into place as we see what's happening in our times. So anyway, that's the approach. So as I prepare to start sharing with you, I want to put something else up here, because I always like to address this with, I always did it, and I'll talk about my background a little bit in teaching, but I always wanted to address the young people that I taught in the years past with these three questions. And so I don't think it's any different for us. So I'm going to put these on the board. I want you just to reflect upon them. I would hope that maybe at some point in your life, if maybe even some of you when you were a young girl, maybe took time and reflected upon these three questions. But I think all of us should at some point. And if we haven't, I think we should define that for our own belief system. You know, where did we come from? The basic question. Why are we here? What's our purpose? What's the meaning? And where are we going? And some of what we're talking about in this series of lessons is reflecting on the where are we going? Where are we going? And so I just want you to keep that in mind. And if you haven't contemplated those questions in your own life, I would encourage you to do it, because we know there's a, what I believe, a spiritual battle going on between the human secularism and the Christian belief. And of course we know that the definition of where you came from is often a battle between evolution and creation. And so That's something that each of us have to reflect on. Where do we believe it all started? And is God behind everything? And why are we here? What's our purpose? What's our purpose for being here? Is it just eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow you die, and that's the end of everything? Or is there more to our purpose of an eternal nature? And then that's the question. Where are we going? What happens after we die? So let me kind of get into a little bit of my background, very short. I'm not going to give full testimony, but I think it's interesting to know where God, at least in my case, intervened in my life. And I know for myself, I wouldn't be here teaching, talking, if it hadn't been for God's calling on my life. So it's about 21 years ago for me, that God literally called me to teach. And the calling was because I had a burden for the youth in this community for other reasons. And I felt I needed to consider teaching. And there was an opening in where I was going to church at the time for a sixth grade Sunday school teacher. And so I decided I would take it. At that point, I didn't feel equipped to teach. You know, I knew the basics of Scripture. I had grown up in the church. But to teach it in any kind of serious way, I knew I didn't have that background. So once I accepted the call, and I guess I would, just my sense of the calling, and maybe you all have a sense of calling or have had a sense of calling in your life to do something specific that you knew a power greater than you was behind it. And how I know it was a calling, because I couldn't ignore it. It was like it was so heavy on me that I couldn't ignore it. And there was a need for doing something. And then there was a burden that I felt. So then I had to keep questioning, do I do this? Is this what I need to do? And then it ultimately turned into a passion. And so here I am 21 years later, and I have not only the same passion for God's Word and wanting to teach it, but even a greater one through what He's shown me and how it's helped me to grow in my faith, but I've also been able to share with others, and so that's been very important for me. There was really a sense that I needed, and this is something about being a teacher. I don't know if any of you are teachers by background or anything, but to be a Bible teacher, I believe what I've come to realize, when God shows you something, when you learn something, when you're taught something, when you discover something, as a teacher, you've got to share it. You've got to share it with others. And so being a teacher gives you that opportunity to pass it on. And so that's what I believe I was called to do. Now, by my background, I am by my profession an accountant. That's what I trained to be. That's what I did in my younger years. And I believe it was part of God's way of preparing me. Because I approach teaching, studying the Bible, understanding what God's doing in a very accountant-like way, analytical way, of balancing. Things have to make sense to me. I mean, I cannot rest until something makes sense. And that's why in the topic of prophecy, I'm just going to share this with you, the topic of prophecy is one that when I learned what the church I was attending, how they didn't teach it, and how they had no desire to teach it, and how they said you can't know, and you don't read this, and don't do this, that it just drove me to the point that I have to get into the Word myself, and I have to see what God says, because I'm not going to count on what men say. I want to know what God says. And so that has driven me to that point. At the same time, I agreed to teach. There became this other interest in the learning of God's prophetic word. And so I've been on a nearly 20-year journey on that as well. So that's kind of the background. I mean, over those 21 years, I started out, like I say, teaching Sunday school. And then I went to teaching adults. In 2001 was the first time I taught adults. And then one thing moved from one thing to another. And it was 2003 that I first taught the book of Revelation. And I had to do it in my home because our church wouldn't accept the way I was, saw the book of Revelation. And so I taught it, and since then I've taught the book of Revelation, gone through it verse by verse over a 10-week study, eight different times. And I know some of you have been in my classes, so that's been a blessing. But I've also taught on many other subjects. I've taught that the World May Know video series, some of you have been part of or attended. Ray Vanderlaan's teaching, excellent teaching. Been very instrumental in some of the thought process of how I try to teach. And so that was instrumental. That was probably the first thing I did in an adult Bible study. Then I moved to a beginner's Bible study because there were young people in our church, young adults, that said, I need to know more about the Bible, just the basic Bible. So I did an 8-week, what I call beginner's Bible study. So I've done that. I've done a full teaching, some of you have been part of it, on the teaching of the tabernacle, understanding the tabernacle. Karen and I build a model of the tabernacle and actually teach on the, and I've taught at the Missouri Valley Christian School I was invited there to teach the kids and adults as well, so the tabernacle. But I've taught the adult Bible study here originally at Kingsway, and then when we merged and became Redeeming Grace Bible Church, I've been teaching the Sunday morning adult Bible study since 2007. But I believe God wanted me to share with you on the goal of this Bible study this morning. So let me just share what I believe, at least from my standpoint, what I believe I want to impart to you and hopefully will bring meaning to you. The first goal is to draw each of us closer to God. And I hope through things I share and the teaching that it can help you do that, help all of us do it, myself included. As a teacher, I often learn more by teaching than I sometimes do by being taught. Second goal is to understand the times. That's a large part of the meaning of this Bible study. What's going on? What's God doing? What's happening? And how can we best understand the times? Third, I want to encourage each of your watchfulness, readiness, and trust. And that's what Jesus called his disciples to do, even in the first century. But I think it's even more relevant for us as the church, body of Christ today, to be watchful, ready, and trusting. So I want to share that. And then lastly, to build faith and maintain hope. Through everything that's going on, and some of the stuff is kind of hard to even contemplate, but we need to maintain the hope that we have in our saving faith. So I wanted to share that with you, and I will get that on the board, probably put it on the whiteboard and have that in front of you next week or through the rest of the teaching.